Welcome, KBVR Corvallis listeners. This is DJ Brewski, and you are listening to the OMN Sports podcast show today. Today we have some very special guests. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
Sure, I'll go first. My name is Jada Krinning. I am a political science major studying law and politics. I'm on the women's soccer team from Portland, Oregon, third year.
I'm Sydney Studer. I am a freshman. I am also on the women's soccer team. My major is business, and I am from Los Angeles, California.
You just completed your first year, right?
Yes.
All right. How was that?
It was good. I think as a first year, this season isn't, you know, the best, but I think it's a good first year for someone to get under their belt and experience because it's the toughest one that I've ever had. Coming in as a freshman and actually playing is something huge for me, something that I actually wanted to do. So the fact that I got to do it and do it with the people that are on this team is actually awesome. No matter the circumstance of the standings or the record.
Right. I was doing my homework a little bit before the show and I saw that you were basically thrown right in at the start. Did you play the very first game?
No, I played the very first game,
very
the full
first
90,
game.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. And then one of the stats that they put up was that you had 12 games in the season that you played 90 minutes in. That's true?
Yeah, I have the most minutes, I think, on the team for that season.
A total of 1,436 minutes.
Yeah.
That's insane. How are you able to just run the entire game? Because soccer is pretty much nonstop.
I do not know, but we have these GPSs that show like our mileages and stuff, and I would average like 28, 30 miles a weekend because I was playing two games a week.
Oh, wow. So yeah, and now you're going into your second year. What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to getting this, I don't know, slump off of us. I know like last season we weren't the record-wise and top of the standings-wise, and there's a lot of changes going through, but the people that are on this team are willing to do the changes and willing to do everything they can to be on the top, which is great because now we have the resources to do it.
Right. Jada, you have been here for, you said 4 years, right?
Well, three. This is my third year currently. Yes.
Okay. When did you first meet Sydney?
August. Well, I guess it was a little bit before. No, it was probably August. I had a knee surgery this summer and the team came in and actually, I take it back. I met you on your official visit, which was October of 2017. That was the first time, right?
I don't know.
Yeah. No, October of 2017. I'll final answer.
All right. And what's the thought going through your head when you first meet Sydney?
Well, she's very outgoing, but I really had a good time because we do official visits every year and we organize it so that all the freshmen come at once, or I guess all the prospective students, the ones that aren't here yet come at once, the recruits. So we kind of get to hang out with them in a group, which is really nice. So I didn't really like hang out with Studer personally, personally, like until we both got here and we're actually going to school, but it was a fun experience being all in a group like that together. Yeah, she was definitely one of the more outgoing ones, but that's nice to have on the team, so.
Okay. Yeah. How's the friendship built over the past year?
Honestly, like not just with her, but I feel like all the newcomers and the team in general, I feel like our bond's been really good this season and it's been different than years in the past. Just because I feel like we're closer like off the field than we used to be overall, which is nice. I think that's helped our team chemistry a lot. I think that's going to help us a lot going forward. So, yeah.
Speaking of your first year, Sydney, let's go a little bit more back to Roosevelt. Now,
is that your high school?
Yeah, I did my homework a little
bit.
Good
job, Jerry.
I have to. It's my job. It's my job. And that's in East Vail, California. Is that right? Tell me about East Vail.
Small city. Sometimes there's those SoundCloud rappers that pop up.
Always.
Yes. Very, I would say it was smaller, but then it became bigger. Prices definitely have went up because the school, Roosevelt, is actually a very good, like, school academic wise. Yeah, it's just a nice community, safer, not so much, you know, like California bad is what people would say.
Right. Okay.
The reason my mom kind of moved in that area is because she wanted us to go to that school and the schools in that area.
And did you take advantage of that opportunity as much as possible?
Yes, but I do sometimes favor soccer over academics, which isn't the smartest thing to do, but it's just what I do personally. So
I don't blame you. I think, yeah, sports definitely fun. Now, Jada.
Yes.
Speaking of education.
Yes.
I was doing some research on you. And to the listeners who don't know, Jada is one of our workers here at OMN, actually. She's a news reporter now.
I am.
Got that. Yep. Yep, that promotion.
Got the title there.
There you go. I was looking into your past a little bit and said that you were pretty much involved in everything.
Is
that?
Are you talking about high school?
Yes. Yes. I don't know about now. I haven't seen much about now.
Yeah, I did a lot of things in high school. That's true.
How did you manage that?
I don't know. Looking back at it now, it really was impressive. I'm not going to lie.
I was
still
shocked.
Are impressive.
Yeah. I don't know. I had a lot of teachers in high school that supported me. And like the reason I was involved in so many things is because teachers encouraged me to do it, basically. So I don't really want to get in the weeds with my past. Like I was in Future Business Leaders of America for a little stint there. The only reason I did that was because a teacher wanted me to do it. But it ended up being really great. So that was fun. It was pretty nerdy being a part of that group. But it was fun anyway. The reason that I was senior class president too. The reason I was senior class president is literally because my teacher asked me to be senior class president.
Nothing big.
I'd vote for you as president.
Thank you, Sydney. I feel like I was kind of thrown into those like leadership positions in high school. But yeah, my teachers really helped me. I had some great teachers in high school. So that's why the resume looks so impressive from high school. The teachers, basically. But
do you want to give a shout out to a specific teacher?
Shout out to Mike Verhulst. He was the one who wanted me to be senior class president and in FBLA. He made me do both, basically. But it was fun. Shout out to Shelby Martin, my BFF. She was my FBLA partner. In terms of like government classes, shout out to Mr. English, Mr. Wilson. Mr. English is one of the reasons I'm majoring in political science currently. So there you go. Yeah.
Speaking of government and your major, political science, why come to OMN and not get involved with like ASOSU?
That's a good question. I've thought about doing ASOSU as well. But for me, the reason I joined OMN was because I took a writing for media class my freshman year and really enjoyed it. And I've always enjoyed writing. I've always had like slight interest in journalism, but never really acted on that.
Mm-hmm.
I came into college knowing that I wanted to major in political science. And I felt like kind of doing journalism on top of that just kind of complements it, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't know. If I ever did go into journalism, it would probably be like political journalism, you know? So.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. Like running for public office, yeah, I was senior class president. But like I said, I didn't run for the position. I just got it. So I don't know. I don't know if I could do it. I don't like being scrutinized and I don't like when people don't like me. So I don't think I could do it.
Oh my gosh. All right.
But yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I could maybe support someone running for office.
Would you support me?
If you really wanted to do it, Sid, and you had the right policy platform, I could help you.
I think we have a campaign going here. Oh my gosh.
Anyway.
So, Sydney, the business major, what do you want to do with that?
I don't know. I'm kind of...
That's okay. You're young.
You're learning.
I'm kind of just there. I mean, I do like it. I'm in the interior design right now because I like Flip or Flop a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And watching
great
those
show.
Shows. Yes.
Oh, I love those shows.
They're so... So I can't... I know we get to do something on campus, yeah. Like, and flip someplace on campus, which I want to do, which is kind of cool. I'm also like very creative, so I hope that works. But business, I don't know, maybe because sometimes I like to boss people around too, so maybe management.
There you go.
Or a politician, you never know.
Yeah, oh. Maybe president.
Yeah, maybe.
That might be the most dangerous combination of people in the world. Our future is, oh boy. But yeah, speaking of those shows, that was like the house flipping shows. Like I'd go to my grandpa's house and it'd just be like on the TV.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd be like, oh, this is... You know, I'm not into this. And then you get stuck watching. Like,
oh, yeah. Because you want to see what it looks like at the end.
I always. Yeah. And you're just like, oh, my gosh.
It's a perfect design for a show.
The best is when, like, something's not permitted or, like, there's termites. Something's gone wrong.
$20,000 out of the budget like that. Yeah.
It's nothing, though. $20,000, nothing to them. Like, it's all right. They get, like, a $1.7 million, like, rebate. It's all good.
Yeah.
How about Matt Kagan? Have you guys sat with him yet at all?
He got here, it's week two right now, so he got here on Monday of week one is when we had our first meeting with him. We had a team meeting, and now he's running our practices currently because we're in off season, but we still practice every day. And it's been really good so far. Yeah, he's a good change for us, I think. He's very serious. The intensity has really picked up.
That's what I mean by resources. We've gotten the resources to flip things around. I mean, I just with the recruit and him walking around, and this girl's from Slammers, one of the best countries in our countries, one of the best soccer clubs in the nation that are winning and beating people. And you can see that he generally wants to change it. And there's like set rules that some people might not like, but it's because it needs to be changed. Maybe after like these set rules will bound off a little bit, but right now he has to be strict and do his thing, which is working. And that's a resource that we needed.
Yeah, he's super passionate, which I think is going to be good for
us. Yeah, smart too.
He wants us to do well. Yeah.
JD said there's more intensity. Does that mean more running for you, Sydney?
It sure does.
Yes. There's this test and it's like 30 yards and you have to go five times back. And so you're ending on the opposite line you started on. It is really hard. And you have to make that in 30 seconds, sometimes 29.
Yeah. Wow.
Depends on the rep.
I've only, and you have to do 12 of them. So I made them, I've made eight.
Pretty good.
Yeah, 9 and 10, you're like...
So close.
I couldn't imagine, honestly. Yeah, what are some other things that, like, soccer conditioning does? Is that the most intense one?
That's the test, so I'm pretty sure that's supposed to be the most intense.
Yeah.
But there's this one time we had to run stadiums, and that's the football stadium up the stairs. That one kills your legs a lot. But I think all the runs are intense and working out, and people are trying their best times. There's also another teammate of ours, Bridget, who runs them really fast.
Yeah, she does.
So everyone's trying to keep up with Bridge.
Shout out to Bridget.
My roommate. But I think no matter the running does, you're able to walk after, which is pretty
nice. I hope so. I really hope
That's the benefit of the
You guys won only one conference game this season, and that was against Cal. The final score of 2-1, and I think that was thanks to a
Shout
little bit
to Sid for
a little bit of props goes to Sydney here. Take me through the play. What was going on? I wasn't there, so
sometimes I think to myself, well, how did that I can never score. If you were to watch, I either kick it over, it hits the crossbar, or the goalie makes some really good save and I celebrate too early. It's really funny. I think that one time it was like a free kick and I went to head the ball, but when I headed it, is that a word?
That's a word.
Headed it. Yep. It hit the back of a girl's head and just dropped. And I was like, okay. And I remember half the team was calling for the ball, but I was like, it's open. I'm just going to do it. And it went in. And then it's actually quite funny because one of my best friends on the team actually got a red card. So she couldn't like speak or say anything on the bench. And she wanted to celebrate so bad with like the rest of the team and she couldn't. She's just sitting there all quiet.
Sad.
But I don't remember most of it. I just remember that I actually scored a goal with my feet for once. So.
Mm-hmm. Great. Jada, what were you doing when this happened?
I was on the bench. Yep. Yep. I stood up when she scored. Cheered.
Well, it's the first time we took a lead and wasn't behind.
That is true. It was an exciting moment. I'm not going to lie. I was sitting next to Nicole, another teammate. Shout out to Nicole. I remember sitting next to her. Okay. Actually, maybe she wasn't there yet. She had the midterm that night, so she got there late. I don't know. There was two goals that game. One of them I was with her, I'm pretty sure.
Yep. Okay. But to clarify, you weren't on the bench because of...
An injury.
You were on the bench because of an injury.
Yes.
And I know you have had a frequent amount.
Yes.
And I can't write about this in the Barrow, so that's why you're here today.
Oh,
so you can
great.
Talk about this. It would be a conflict of interest, so...
I have thought about that before, yes.
Yes. Yep. We would totally do a feature on you, but
it's okay.
You work here now, so sorry, you're going to have to talk about it
on
radio.
I have shared the story with so many people, I've got it memorized, so
can
it's
you
good.
Share it with everyone listening and me and Sydney one more time?
Yes.
From the start, all the details.
From the start, July 2016. Ooh. I'm playing in a summer league, WPSL. It's about a month before we're supposed to come for our first practices. I'm a freshman, so I haven't been on campus yet as a member of the team. I mean, I've been on campus before, but I'm from Portland, so it's like an hour and a half. But I was playing in a game, and a girl hit me from the side of my knee, basically. Blew up my entire knee, tore my ACL, tore my lateral meniscus, sprained my MCL, sprained my PCL. Good times. It popped right away, so I knew something was wrong. I was like, oh, yeah. So I actually got my first... I've had four knee surgeries on the same knee. I got my first surgery July of 2016 after the initial injury. That was a reconstruction surgery. So they redid my ACL and they repaired my lateral meniscus. And then flash forward to December 2016, I have another surgery. I don't need to get it. It's like a lot. I don't need to explain the details of the surgery, but I got part of my meniscus taken out and they took out some scar tissue, things like that. Yeah. It was a cleanup, basically.
You never know when our listeners are eating.
That's true. I find myself, like, usually when I'm talking to someone about this, I explain everything and they look so confused, like they don't know what anything is. So I'm going to keep it simple. I got a knee surgery to clean out scar. Like, do people know what scar tissue is? I don't even know. Yeah. Okay.
Hopefully.
Sid does, at least. She's an athlete, so she gets it. So that was that surgery, July of 2016. Then August of 2017, I got my third surgery, which was basically the second, or basically the same stuff done in that surgery that was done in the second surgery. And then I got my most recent surgery in July of 2018. So that was this summer, this last summer. I guess it's 2019 now. Yeah, that was the last one. Same thing, cleanup. I'm looking forward to, like, trying to decide what I'm doing next in regards to my knee, because it's still kind of a problem. So I might be getting another surgery, to be determined.
Okay.
But I'm still on the team. But that's why I was on the bench. I don't run. I don't play.
In her defense, I've been hearing that she was spicy, that she was that.
Oh, thank you.
That player.
I think so. I can back that up.
Oh, geez. More stats from high school.
More from high school.
The prime of my life, senior year of high school.
The peak. No, yeah. Definitely not the peak, because you are definitely still good at soccer.
Thanks.
But in case anybody didn't know, Park Rose High School's, she has made 81 goals in her career. Is that Ooh. Correct?
That's correct.
Did they make a plaque for you?
No.
No? Does your jersey on the wall?
No.
Is it in the trophy
nothing
case?
Like that. Park Rose. I mean, I love Park Rose. They didn't really value soccer very much. Every school. Hashtag the Rose.
There's some emails we need to send.
Apparently. Oh, it's okay. We made you a plaque.
We made you a plaque.
That's true. They awarded me with most inspirational this last year.
Wow.
That was nice.
I voted for you,
Thank
by the way.
Thank you.
Just so.
That was an honor, truly.
That's sweet.
It's true.
It was really nice.
Now, back on the topic of injuries.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. Sydney, have you ever had anything, hopefully not as gruesome as an ACL tear, but any injuries?
I have torn my MCL completely.
Nice.
And I only, 2 weeks before that was academy playoffs. So I played on a torn MCL with a giant knee brace. Yes. I am a midfielder, so my coach was like, you gonna play or not? Kind of need you.
Gosh.
And I was like, all right, let's do it. And it was like my last time with the team anyway, so I was like, I'll do it. So then I came here with a partially torn MCL and I still did it. For some reason, my body decides to heal fast.
It's not a bad thing.
Yeah. I don't know.
Can't relate.
Yeah. Washington State, I got a really tough tackle that took me out for a long time.
Yeah.
Or not a long time, well, till the next Cal game, which I'm wearing a knee brace. Mm-hmm. And then now my knee is being weird too. I don't want a new knee with like Jada. However,
I'm the worst case scenario.
Yeah, but
it's true.
It hurts sometimes and sometimes it doesn't. Yeah. So you fight through it.
Jada, have you ever thought about getting a robot leg?
Knee? I have considered amputating my leg and getting a new one, but I don't think modern science agrees. So that's okay. Maybe one day.
Are you like continuously like working out and like physical therapy and
stuff? Yeah, I do. That's the thing. I think a lot of people don't realize how much extra time it is on top, because I still go to all the practices. Mm-hmm. I know everyone on the team has been injured can understand, but I go to all the practices. I usually am doing my own rehab during practice, and then I still do all like the weightlifting. I have to substitute some exercises I can't do because the knee, but <Yeah. laughs> classic knee. But other than that, like I go to everything, and then on top of that, I do rehab with our athletic trainer. So
yeah, sometimes I'm walking from Cascadia, the store, and Jada's car is there at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah,
in front of the locker room.
That is true.
So you're there from like 10 to 10 p.m. 10 to 10.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Jada, I remember when we were working that volleyball game together.
Yeah.
After we did our interviews, we were walking like down the hallways of Gill Coliseum.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, let's go back to OMN. And then all of a sudden, like I hear a door open and you're just going into the women's soccer locker room. And I'm just like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Bye.
Sorry, I left you back. I'm pretty sure I was going to see our athletic trainer after that.
Yep, I knew it too. I was like, all right.
Yep.
See you later. But
sorry to leave you behind there. I didn't realize I was doing that.
How did you feel about writing about volleyball?
You know, it was interesting. The thing about volleyball is I played volleyball in eighth grade for one season. So I have like slight background knowledge. I still like didn't know a lot of the terminology. So I was gonna say terms.
Spike.
I do know spike. I know like dig, kill, is, ace. Yeah,
kill, ace, and dig.
There you go. That's pretty much it. Yeah, it was cool. That was also like when I was first starting, so I felt weird about interviewing people though. I feel like that's improved a little bit.
You should do it. You should definitely write about sports.
I know. You always. I get so nervous. I don't know. Because like I like watching other sports, but I also don't like thinking about it too much, you know?
You did great. You actually asked like fluent questions. Other than the standard, like, how'd you feel out there today? Coach, what do you think about the players' performance?
Well, it helped that I had seen the Stanford game like a few days before when they played really well.
Yeah.
Were you at that game, Sid?
No.
Oh, bummer. That was a good game.
I've been to a few, but not enough.
Usually we have a good like amount of our team that goes to other games, which is nice.
Yeah. Freshmen usually are here and bored, so we always go to every game we can.
It's the dorm life. Yes. You don't have anything better to do. I love watching gymnastics.
I have never been to a gymnastics match.
Oh, man, you got to go. But they're really good, too.
That UCLA girl, I've seen her on Twitter. Every time it pops up, I watch it. So it's very entertaining.
The whole Michael Jackson performance.
Yeah, I love Michael Jackson, too. So that's it's pretty cool.
It was really impressive, I got to say. So they definitely deserve that national championship. Welcome back. I'm DJ Brewski, and you're listening to the OMN Sports Podcast. And in case you weren't listening in, we have some special guests, Jada Krenning and Sydney Studer.
Yes.
I nailed it this time. Got it. And we were just talking about a bunch of different things about life. Yep. So let's keep doing that. One thing we were talking about, I'm just going to pick from the list here of the notes I took, Jada's future.
Yeah.
So she elaborated a little bit, but let's get into more details.
Well, Sid said earlier that she didn't know what she was doing. I feel like that's pretty accurate for me, too. I originally came into OSU wanting to go to law school after. And then I came here and I really enjoyed my political science classes. So I'm like, maybe I'll go to grad school for political science. Those are both in the books, but still to be determined. I'll either go to law or graduate school after this. Don't know where. In terms of like careers, there's literally no ideas flowing through my head. I cannot see myself in a career. So that's cool. But yeah.
I can see that. You mentioned the word book. And I think one thing we talked about over the break as well.
Good transition.
Yeah, you can feel the transition power. Favorite books. List them out. Let's do it. Book reviews.
Sid should go first.
I don't really read, but...
You mentioned your one that you like, though.
I think every time I read Where the Red Fern Grows, I start crying. I remember it was so embarrassing because I was on the plane and I was reading it and then the dog dies and then next thing you know, I'm like... And I am not a cute... Oh, sorry.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
I think everyone had to read that in fifth grade.
Yeah.
You can just see me crying and everyone's just looking at me like... Does her mom say something to her?
All you
gotta
do is say, I was reading Where the Red Fern Grows.
And I was in the front of the plane, so if anyone had to use the restroom, they were seeing me crying.
It's okay. I cried. I watched Toy Story 3 in a plane this summer, and I definitely cried in the plane.
Absolutely.
Even though I've seen that movie many times now.
I think the movie that they'll give me every time is Marley and Me.
Oh, yeah.
You said it. You mentioned it. Dogs.
Anytime a dog dies.
It's true. I vividly remember watching Where the Red Fern Grows, and I was like six. And it was traumatic. I didn't know the dog dies at the end. You know, like I didn't know that was the ending.
Is and I was crushed. Do I need crushed. To read or watch? Do I need to go watch this?
The movie?
Well, you already spoiled it for me.
I mean, it's a nice heartfelt story about a dog.
I think the book is better for sure.
I don't even know if I've read the book before.
I think
if
the
I
movie,
did, I was pretty young.
The movie could be better redone, but the book
probably.
The book is so detailed. Like,
I saw it when I was six, and I think it was made in like probably the 70s or something. So I don't know. Don't quote me. That. I definitely don't know when it was made. It looked old when I was watching it, and
it
I was
six.
Old,
yes.
So.
And Jada, what is your favorite book?
It's kind of hard for me to pick because every time I read a book, I'm like, oh, this book was good. Maybe it's my favorite. But actually, I read Sometimes a Great Notion over break, which is by Ken Kesey. He's from Oregon, actually. He went to University of Oregon. The book is set in Oregon, on the Oregon coast. That's okay. You guys have to read it. It was really good, though, so that might be my favorite book. And if I had to pick a second, it would be Slaughterhouse-Five, Kurt Vonnegut, another great author. Sid, you should read Kurt Vonnegut someday. He's really funny. Cat's Cradle, also by Kurt Vonnegut. Great book.
I find it so funny because I walk in the locker room and there's a new book in your locker every day.
It's well, like, you know, D got me a book for Christmas. Shout out to D. East of Eden by John Steinbeck. Have not read any Steinbeck before, but actually I started Grapes of Wrath once and then I kind of gave up for a little bit there because I started something else. But Sometimes a Great Notion is my favorite, I think. But Kurt Vonnegut is probably my favorite author. Yeah. One Flew Over a Cuckoo's Nest, great book too. Great movie as well. Also by Ken Kesey, Oregon author. Same author, Sometimes a Great Notion.
Just plugging this guy for him.
He's great, you know. His writing style is interesting, but it's great. To Kill a Mockingbird. I hope you've read that, Sid.
Yeah, I actually like that one.
I was like, I hope everyone's read that book. Great book, though. Yeah, that's all I got on that.
It's hard to pick a favorite. There's a lot of good books out there.
Yeah, I honestly, though, after reading Sometimes a Great Notion, I think that's my favorite. I can say that it is, although I have so many others I could list off, but then it'd just be me listing books and that wouldn't be interesting.
Yeah, I'll take you on that because you've read a lot of books.
That's okay.
Are there any books that have like completely changed your life?
Changed my life,
like,
wow.
Like made you like look yourself in the mirror and be like, am I doing life right?
I don't know if anything on that end, but I did read the autobiography of Malcolm X and I feel like that was... I knew about Malcolm X, but it was interesting kind of hearing his story a bit more. I honestly think like every Kurt Vonnegut book that I've read is like, if you have not read Kurt Vonnegut, I highly recommend just the way that he like sees life. It's so hilarious, but I don't know. To Kill a Mockingbird was a big one for me too. That hit me pretty hard. I low key cried when I read that book. I was not in a plane, but I was crying. Yeah.
Sid, anything life-changing?
Life-changing books. I mean, that is so hard. I don't know. Or movies.
We can get in the movies.
Movies. Okay. I have a number one pick.
I like Star Wars, so Star Wars. No one's topping that.
We're talking about life-changing movies. Star Wars?
Yeah. I mean, now I have a Chewbacca in my room that I wake Bridget up with every morning. So life-changing.
I was going to say for mine. Not Star Wars. But Star Wars is great, especially the ones made in the 80s. Those are great.
Yeah.
Not the early 2000s. Those ones are a little rough.
The best ones are the last three. Yeah, for sure. Six series.
I was going to say It's Wonderful Life. Have you seen the movie, Jared?
It's a Wonderful Life?
Yes.
I think I have.
Oh my God. It's
Wait,
a Christmas
give
movie.
Give me the plot.
Okay. So George Bailey lives in Denver. Okay, have you not? Okay, I can't
even. I think I have seen it. I think I saw this a while ago.
Okay, I watch it every Christmas, and it makes me cry every time. And George Bailey lives in this town, really small town. He wants to go to college and travel the world, but he gets stuck in the town running his family business after his dad dies. And he, like, hates his life because it's not what he wanted to do. And he hates the fact that I'm not going to get into the movie too much, but in the end, basically, he's really unhappy because some things go down. If you've seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about. And he's visited by a guardian angel, and the guardian angel shows him what his life would be like if he was never alive. And all the people that he knew kind of had worse lives, you know? So the town was looking real rough without him. And he comes back, and he realizes he has a wonderful life, and everyone in the town supports him, and... It's a tearjerker at the end.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful film made in like 1940 something or other. It's black and white, if you can tolerate it.
No.
That's real art is made. No, I'm kidding. It's good. You can watch it in color, actually. It just looks weird because it's like been altered. But I mean, that's not my favorite movie, but that was life-changing. Probably life-changing, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm going to bring it back to sports a little bit.
Yeah, sorry. That was really...
No,
went off.
That's fine.
Jada's Books.
Welcome to Jada's Book Review Podcast.
The entire plot of It's Wonderful Life.
You should make a podcast about book reviews.
Yeah, where I just talk about books.
It'd be called Jada's Books.
I think people think I read more than I actually do because I can't get through a book very fast in a term with other reading going on.
You still
on.
Read a lot of books.
Thank you. I try.
Anyways.
You know.
Yeah.
Anyways, moving on.
The Women's World Cup is coming up. Starts in June. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you fans?
I love watching women's soccer. Like any kind of women's soccer in comparison to men's soccer. I don't know. Like watching Premier League is fun with men's soccer.
I like watching women's soccer with men's soccer too.
I think, I don't know if it's just because I can relate to it more or what.
Yeah, but.
It's exciting. Yeah. I don't know. And I love watching our team because we're so good. So, yeah, I don't know. It's going to be fun, I think.
The national teams we're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I think, I could do that too, but, you know,
Is Mallory Pugh still on the team?
Yes.
Dang. Yeah, she's my age. Pretty impressive. Not going to lie.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll see if she plays.
I think she does.
Every time I watch her, I, like, am a little jealous. I'm not going to lie, but it's fine.
I mean, anytime I watch someone on TV, I'm a little jealous, yeah, but be completely honest.
Fair enough.
So you're talking about these women who are absolutely amazing at this sport. Like you said, they're inspiring. Mm-hmm. Is that the person that you like look up to as a soccer player? Do you want to be there one day, perhaps?
Yeah, I also think going to the national camps I've been to makes me want to do it even more because you're like one step closer. Sometimes I'm just like watching and I'm like, oh, I could do that too type thing. Mm-hmm. I don't think I look up to anyone. However, I know that sounds bad to say, that's a role model. Yeah, I don't really, no role models to speak of. That's I don't think I have any. I think my dad yelling at me was enough to push me through it.
Shout out to dad for yelling at you.
I was going to say, sometimes. My dad did that too.
So you learn to let it go through the other year. Yeah, I think it's more, I don't really like look up to any of the players in there. I just like would like to say, hey, like you're, are really good though. Like I'm not gonna bash you down in any way.
Mm-hmm. For me, not necessarily the national team, but the reason I wanted to play college soccer is because I live in Portland. I used to go to the University of Portland games. And the year they won the national championship, I would go to like every game. And I met all the players. Like Christine Sinclair was on the team, Megan Rapinoe was on the team. So it was like a really cool team. And watching them was basically the reason like I wanted to play in college. So I look up to those players. Like a lot of them are still playing on the national teams, like Christine Sinclair, Megan Rapinoe, and all them. And I do admire Megan Rapinoe because she's torn her ACL several times and has come back from all of them, which is pretty cool.
That's a true role model.
Yeah.
That's inspirational.
She's pretty cool.
They're definitely going to be exciting to watch.
Oh, yeah.
This year. Men's, I don't know. I don't know about that one.
So it's a toss over there.
We'll see how that goes out.
Yeah.
But yes, the Women's World Cup, I'm definitely going to be watching. I will also be looking forward to next fall when you guys are back on the field. Hopefully, yes. Jada back on the field.
Maybe one day.
Hopefully, me too. I don't know about that
I'll
fitness
be on
test.
The field, but maybe on the sideline.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right.
But yes, I'm excited. We talk about books and movies.
I could go on.
I have a good one. Okay. Star Wars.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the original Star Wars?
Yes.
Talking about, okay.
Not the this era Star Wars.
But what about like 2016?
I've watched them all, no matter what.
I have not seen the new ones. I'm not going to lie. I actually saw the first one. Is there three now? Two? The third one's coming out.
Rogue One, Solo, and the
Okay, I haven't
Last
seen the
Jedi
spinoffs
one.
For sure. I haven't seen the
I've seen them all.
But the actual like episode ones, I saw the first new one that came out, and that was it. And I haven't watched the other ones. I know they're going to be good when I watch them. I just haven't. I just have no interest
I would spoil it for you, but I'm
It's okay.
Not.
I mean, it's not going to... I don't really care that much. Like, I wouldn't...
Let's try not to spoil it.
I mean, it's probably not going to be as good anymore.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because Luke Skywalker's dead.
I think I missed that
That's
one.
That's two on the show. You're spoiling two different series.
That's okay.
Sydney.
You gotta kill him off eventually.
Just
he's
watch the
old.
First six.
Mark Hamill's pretty old now. He's gonna go on forever.
Gosh, you're gonna bring my ratings down.
Sorry. Sorry, guys.
It's my first podcast.
It's my first and only.
The old ones are good, though.
Yeah, I do.
That's like nostalgic for me because I remember watching those as a kid, too.
I must say, in my official opinion, I do love Star Wars. I've always... the new ones are all right, I will say. They don't compare to the first one, the first three, but...
How could you, you know?
You can.
The story's kind of just going on.
Yeah, well, they're trying to reel in that money, so...
Me too.
And they're succeeding. They have so many... Like, that's what the spinoffs are for, making money.
So back on to soccer.
Yeah.
What can we look forward to next season?
I think we can look forward to a team that's very fit, because we're running a lot.
You can look forward to wins. There we go.
That's a better answer. Thanks, Sid.
There we go.
That's better.
I am super excited. I think that we are definitely going to come out strong at the beginning of the season. I think there's no way that we couldn't.
I think we came out strong in the beginning of this season, too.
Yeah, I think so, too.
We held Clemson all the way till the 90th minute, and that's an NCAA tournament team.
That's one of the things we need to do is, like, finish the entire game.
Yeah. And I feel like... Our new coach, Matt, is very technical on your little mistakes, and they were the little mistakes that killed us every single time.
So once we eliminate those, we should
be good. We were a bunch of new people, including myself, that were getting stuff under our belt, and we have like literally the worst thing that could possibly happen under your belt now.
Yeah. Can't get any worse than that.
It can't get any worse.
Only up from here.
I like the attitude.
Yep, it's gonna be good.
As a reporter, I need to know who I need to keep an eye on.
Sydney Studer.
Sydney Studer.
You can watch me too, but I like to have the other side. Actually, I think Paula will do really well. Paula, she's from Spain. She tore her ACL last year, came back, and then broke her finger and couldn't play this last season. She played a few games, but couldn't really play.
I think Kenzie too.
Kenzie
is gonna do.
Weinhardt.
I think really her great. Shots are gonna get it in now.
Yeah.
Wait, so she couldn't play with a finger injury?
No, because she had to have surgery on it.
Oh.
We had two finger injuries and surgeries in the span of like a few weeks, which was crazy. We had some bad luck injury-wise. So
even in a sport where you can't use your hands?
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
Because there's pins put in her finger.
If you
like
sweat and stuff,
that would
right?
be hor- yeah.
It would be bad.
That's a good point. I did the same thing in football. Yeah. I broke a pinky and I couldn't play.
I know. Where'd you go to high school, Jared?
Oh, boy. I went to that good old Centennial High School.
I went to some FBLA events in Centennial back in the day.
I'm proud of that Eagle pride.
Oh, yeah.
But
there's a Centennial back in California. Really? That's a little rough.
Centennial's pretty close to Park Rose.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. You guys are 5A though, so I don't.
We
remember.
Are 5A.
We never
got
to play each other. Kinda
it's okay.
Sad.
We probably would have done pretty poorly. At least on my women's soccer team would have done pretty poorly.
I was pretty good.
Jada, be honest. Did you carry the team in high school?
I actually had some really good teammates, so I'm not going to say that.
Even with your 81 goals,
that seems like a carry too.
I scored the most, but I wouldn't say I carried. We had some.
You
really
scored
good,
the most.
There was a few girls that most of our team hadn't played club before. Because we're kind of in a lower socioeconomic area of Portland. Mm-hmm. But we had a couple girls that played club, at least in the past, and they helped me out a little bit.
So. Well, yeah, you can't score goals without getting the ball passed to you.
Yeah. Although I did, I played forward, but it was more of like forward/center mid/outside mid/
everything.
Sometimes defense. Yeah.
She did everything on the field and in the school.
It was a lot of running. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, but I enjoyed my experiences in high school soccer, even though, you know, we lost like every game. It was fine.
Cindy, I never pulled your high school stats.
Well, I did not play my freshman year because the coach just did not want me to play.
Really?
That coach, it was Kevin Legg, actually. I don't know if anyone knows him.
Kevin Legg. No.
I think Maddie and H played for him, some other of our teammates. As Jada says, shout out to them.
shout out to the entire team.
I did play my sophomore year. I got all league and we went to CIF. We lost in the semifinals, I think. Our team was like gritty, I would say, not so much talented.
Yeah.
And we played in a very hard conference. Junior year was my star year because I got all league, all CIF, all stars California, and like press enterprise, player of the year, stuff like that. And then senior year, I did not play because I played on the academy soccer, which I thought was actually a smart decision and ended up being some of my favorite teammates ever. So.
Oh, great.
Besides you, Jada.
Yeah.
Besides you.
I'm kidding. That's interesting because I played on an academy team as well. I played for the Portland Thorns Academy, but it was the first year they had made it. Like, I was the first academy team in the nation. Like, they were trying to get it started.
Wow.
So we still played high school soccer. Like, they didn't have any other academy teams to play yet when I played.
But we were not allowed to. We played games throughout that time.
I feel like that's better. I don't know. Like, I enjoyed high school soccer because I liked representing my school in that way. But I don't know. If club soccer is more valuable. If you're trying to play in college, at least, I think it's more valuable.
Well, for high school soccer, I'd mess around.
Yeah.
What about representing your city? Would you want to be a Thorn?
Me?
Yeah.
I mean, it would be nice. It was cool being on the Thorns Academy because we practiced at like Providence Park and stuff, which was cool. Yeah, I don't know. I think I'd like it. I like representing the school here. I liked representing my high school. So, you know, be cool.
All right. Is there anything else you guys want to add?
Thanks for having us on.
Yeah.
Sorry,
thanks for listening to me.
My conversation was very rambling. Sorry about that.
Sorry if I mispronounced any words.
It's okay.
It's fine. The point of this show is to basically just bring some people on and to not have that reporter to athlete relationship, have that person to person relationship.
That's good, because that conversation is always a little awkward sometimes.
Yes. You don't know how tired I am of, I think we played great today.
Yeah.
But I want the OSU community to get to know the people who they watch and love and cheer for. Thank you guys for being
my first
guests on my podcast.
It's
been an interesting a series of events.
Yes. All right. Watch It's a Wonderful Life if you haven't.
Fall term, women's soccer. Be there.